from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington. Some progress reported in Iran nuclear talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has confirmed that some progress has been made at the Iran nuclear talks, but says the final outcome could go either way, for or against a final agreement. Secretary Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met today in Vienna as other foreign ministers from the so-called P5 plus one nations returned to the city. Greeks are voting today in a referendum on whether to accept the terms of a European Union bailout, which include further spending cuts. Henry Ridgewell reports from Athens.
To loud cheers from supporters, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras arrived to cast his vote in a suburb of Athens. On the day of reckoning for Greece, he struck an optimistic tone. Today, democracy overcomes fear and blackmail, he said. The determination of our people beats the propaganda of fear. I'm sure that from tomorrow we'll open the road of a return to the fundamental values of Europe. Greek voters must decide between the Prime Minister's assurances that this is just part of the poker game with Europe and warnings from Brussels that a no vote could see Greece ejected from the euro. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Athens.
U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in eastern Syria Saturday and today have killed at least 23 Islamic State militants and wounded others. In a statement issued today, the coalition said the airstrikes targeted structures and transit routes used by the ISIS group in and around Raqqa. From Washington, this is VOA News. Nigeria's president is calling on the Muslim community to condemn the violent activities of Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. The president's appeal follows a surge of deadly suicide bombings since the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Chris Stein reports from Dakar.
The group's campaign to impose strict Islamic law on Nigeria's northeast has forced more than 1.5 million people from their homes, and according to the European Union, has left more than 20,000 dead. Many of the displaced have crowded into cities like Maiduguri, which are better protected from Boko Haram raids. Governor Shettima appealed to villagers of Zabarmari not to flee, saying the military would protect them.
The people need not to relocate to any other community. We have more than enough internally displaced people to contend with.
The attacks increased the pressure on recently inaugurated President Muhammadu Buhari to fulfill his campaign promise to crush the insurgency. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
The Tunisian president has declared a 30-day state of emergency after a purported Islamic State terrorist massacred 38 people at a tourist beach resort last week. For the next month, police and the army will have special powers to carry out raids at any moment on the homes of suspected terrorists and other criminals. The government has also fired the governor of the region where the beach resort is located and several officials from the gunman's hometown. Military officials in Pakistan say a firefight with Islamist militants near the border with Afghanistan today left 4 soldiers and 12 insurgents dead. The army's media wing says fleeing terrorists also left behind 3 of their dead bodies. The fighting occurred in North Waziristan, a semi-autonomous tribal region where major counter-militancy army operations are underway. An unmanned Russian cargo vessel successfully docked with the International Space Station today, breaking a string of failed attempts to resupply the station. The Progress delivered more than 3 tons of food, fuel, and supplies to the orbiting outpost. 3 attempts to supply the station have failed within the last 9 months, including one last week by a private U.S. company under contract by the U.S. Space Agency, NASA. Officials said although the supply launches had failed, the ISS was not in immediate danger of running out of supplies. U.S. astronaut Scott Kelly and Russian cosmonauts Gennady Pakula and Mikhail Kornikko are currently living and working on the International Space Station. 3 more astronauts are scheduled to join them later this month, and I wish I was among them. Okay, we invite you to see our website at voanews.com for the latest news features and our long-form programs. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.